turn on your faucet and you're pretty much guaranteed water will pour out. But managing the water that's running down our mountainsides and into our streams is not that simple, especially in Washington's Yakima Valley. Phil Rigdon helps manage natural resources for the Yakima Nation tribe.
Yakima Basin is one of the most complex areas when you start talking about treaty rights, water rights, the whole kinkaboodle.
The water complexities are obvious when you start thinking about exactly who makes up that kit and caboodle. First, there's the Yakima Nation tribe.
You can't have fish without water, and you can't water without fish.
Then farmers.
The number one factor on fruit size is probably water.
Don't forget about urban sprawl.
There was also encroachment at the local level.
And environmentalists.
Habitat restoration and protection of lands like the Tiana Way.
Along with Phil Rigdon, that was farmer Jerry Hawk, Yakima County Commissioner Mike Leda, and American Rivers Michael Garrity. For 40 years, each group clamored to get its issue heard, with combative court cases and political infighting. This same conflict has flared in many western basins, like the Klamath in Oregon. But all that changed in the Yakima Basin about 3 years ago. People began to realize they weren't getting anywhere alone. And if they didn't come up with solutions soon, everyone could suffer irreparable losses. Fish could disappear from the river. Farmers could lose their orchards. And people could be stopped from building homes or businesses. So a group of about 30 stakeholders came together to find a solution that would appease concerns. What they've come up with is a massive undertaking that will cost billions of dollars. Everything from creating new reservoirs to building fish ladders at old dams to buying up surrounding land to help protect the ecosystem. Wendy Christensen has been heading up the Bureau of Land Management's role in the plan. She thumbs through a stack of notes nearly an inch thick. They detail the numerous aspects of the project.
In the western United States, this would be one of the largest ecosystem restoration projects.
All of these ideas, the ladders and reservoirs, land acquisition and conservation programs, they're just on paper right now. But if you take a closer look, you'll find some pretty big surprises. For one, this is the first time the environmental group American Rivers has agreed to the possibility of building new dams. That's right, new dams that would be used to create more reservoirs to store water in wet years. Michael Garrity is with American Rivers in Seattle. He says that huge compromise weighed heavily on him. And to agree to it, Garrity asked for new fish ladders and trucks to haul juvenile fish around dams. Plus, he says, this new reservoir
could allow for an existing dam on the main stem of the Yakima River called Rosa Dam to be removed.
Right now, the Rosa Dam is what allows farmer Jerry Hawk to water his orchards. Before this plan, removing the Rosa Dam would have been unthinkable. Hawk stands in the middle of an apple orchard in Outlook, Washington, as workers pick extra blooms off branches.
Yeah, you cannot grab them and pull them.
A black hose runs near the roots of the gala apple trees. Pinholes let water drip evenly across the orchard's rows. Hawk bends down to inspect his drip irrigation system.
The water would come out of it right here.
Planting and maintaining these perennial crops is expensive. Hawk estimates millions of dollars will go into these orchards over several decades. And he says one thing that's vital to a healthy, profitable crop? Water. Right now, an unreliable resource in Washington's Yakima Valley.
You can't make a business plan work if every 5 or 6 years, you have 1/3 of your water supply. I mean, then you're better off letting somebody else grow the country's apples and pears and cherries because it just doesn't work here.
Back in the city of Yakima, County Commissioner Mike Leda just returned from a trip to Washington, D.C. to speak with Washington's members of Congress and federal agencies. They're hoping to drum up support and funding for the project. Officials estimate it could cost upwards of $5 billion. But Leda says it would be more expensive if nothing happens.
I can't overemphasize that if this plan doesn't come to fruition, we will be paying for it in the courts.
And not only will the project take money, it will also take time, anywhere from 20 to 40 years. At 65 years old, Leda says,
I may not see, at my age, I may not see what success is here, but sincerely, the success needs to be seen by my grandchildren.
The Washington Department of Ecology has called this blueprint a model for future watershed management in the state. Other groups, like those in Idaho's Lower Boise River and Oregon's Deschutes and Hood River basins, are also working together to manage water, and Yakima Basin leaders hope these efforts can spread to the rest of the western United States. I'm Courtney Flatt, reporting.